Friday from the 1480 AM KPHX studios in Phoenix, Arizona. This is Breakthrough Entertainment. Hi, everyone. Welcome to the show. I'm Dave Isaac alongside Joseph Jay.
Oh, it's so stormy in here. The dust storm. Dave.
Oh, yeah, I saw the dust storm.
I got to keep my foot on the
thing here. Keep your bikini on. That's
no,
all I say.
My foot.
Oh,
my
on
bikini.
Your foot. Oh, yeah.
Keep the bikini on my foot.
You had the high voice, and I was wondering what that meant.
Well,
however, welcome back.
Thank you.
Oh, I keep blocking my own view from Facebook when I say welcome back. I use my hands.
Yes, very animated, Dave.
You're back from sabbatical, and you had a good time.
Yeah, it was a great time. It was my mom's birthday last week, and I had a nice time. Going to various restaurants, free Denny's on your birthday, you know that?
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, free Grand Slam.
How many restaurants did you go to? Like six?
Yes. No.
You
not
did?
not just Denny's, but a few other.
Denny's is good.
Denny's is good, and you know what I like? Twin Peaks.
Oh, I always like that. But how about
the
restaurant?
Too. Yeah, Twin Peaks.
Oh yeah.
Oh, the restaurant. There's food there too.
Oh yeah, yeah. Oh. It's a great restaurant, by the way.
No, it is actually.
There's two locations. Did you go there?
Yeah, I did. I was because you get a free meal on your birthday.
I didn't know that.
My mom got a free meal.
I know all the people there.
I bet you do.
And then, so he had a good time.
I had a nice time. So happy. I mean, I wished my mom a happy birthday last Saturday, but of course, happy belated birthday to my mom since I wasn't here. And I pulled lots of April Fool's tricks.
You
pranks.
Did?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that was April 1st.
Some that people pulled
she
them on me.
She was born on April 1st?
Yes, I know.
Ooh.
Challenging,
that's a
huh?
tough one.
Yeah,
I think so. Trisha should be calling in.
Would you rather have a birthday on April 1st or like me where it's around Christmas and you only have pretty much like Christmas and then people forget your birthday?
Probably not April 1st.
No?
Probably not.
That's a tough one.
I would...
Or on leap day, on a leap year, on February 29th, and then you only have a birthday every 4 years.
Yeah, we got hello from Las Vegas.
Yeah.
Yeah, she had me at Las Vegas.
Nice.
But anyway, and that's Kimberly, of course. So Trisha will be
she'll be joining us.
In.
Yeah.
And Eric the Great is here.
I am.
You must love the show. You're always here.
I'm always here.
Oh, you don't love the show, though.
I love your show.
He loves the show.
And you know what? If Kathleen was here, I would say that we should give the lovely Kathleen a new nickname.
A new one?
Yeah.
I'd like
we should call her Taser because she is just stunning.
Oh, okay. That was good.
That was a good one, right?
She is stunning.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And Eric the Great, your show Monday through Thursday, 3 to 4.
Correct.
The Daily Voice. Make sure you listen.
Correct.
Yes. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
And we've got a great show here on Breakthrough Entertainment today. We'll tell you what we got coming up. We got a lot of movies. You know, some weeks we have like no movies to talk about.
There's a lot
this
of movies.
Week we've got at least four movies to talk about.
Ooh.
And we've got a lot to catch up on. We've got some great interviews and some other discussions, some both ends of the spectrum.
Yeah, that is relationship talk. People loved it, so we're going to start doing relationship talk
and
at 10:40.
And one way to get in your questions is to call us 602-252-1480.
And certain questions can be things like, do you kiss on the first date? How many dates does it take to
get to the center of a Tootsie Roll pop?
Well, I've never Eric, have you ever heard it called that, a Tootsie Roll pop?
No.
I've never heard that.
I remember that commercial.
Yeah. No, actually, I did.
They banned that commercial after.
The truth is, when I got divorced.
After this show?
In 96. No, really, in 96, when I got divorced after 19 years of marriage, I successfully completed my marriage, by the way. So what happened was.
Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you. And I went to the singles group, and they had a seminar. And you know what the first question was? How many dates does it take before you sleep with the other person?
How many?
Well, then we all wrote it down.
Yeah.
And guess what the answer was?
What?
At 10:40, I'll tell everyone, because it was stunning and astonishing to me to hear the girls' version of that answer and the guys' version. And they took the average. Interesting, my rude awakening or my enlightening. I don't know what it was.
It was after marriage, right?
It was when I got divorced, I went to this educational singles group.
I bet you did.
No, I meant the answer was you sleep with them after you get married.
Oh, after marriage? Oh, Well, we'll see. It's how many dates does it take? So
did you learn a lot when you were at this thing? After
I got divorced. I learned, and I was sort
you
of.
Learned, you learned a lot of tricks, huh?
Well, I didn't learn, you know, positional play, but
positional play, like
well,
where
that's
to,
what I
where
call
to put
it.
Your king and your queen and your pawns.
Well, I know where my pawns are.
It's not an orgy.
Yeah. Well, you know.
By the way, Kathleen wrote me a text that she is here in spirit.
Oh, she is.
Yes.
I see the lovely Kathleen right
well,
by Eric.
Why is she doing texting you?
Yeah, why is she texting you?
I get a lot of texts from Kathleen.
Oh,
really?
Wow, yes. That doesn't
sound. You might want to talk to your girlfriend about that, Eric.
I'm going to.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think.
And of course, you can also join us on social media on our in studio webcam feeds on Periscope at Breakthrough Entertainment and on Facebook Live at David Isaac.
Yeah, I think you just type it in and there I am.
Yeah, we should probably get that on the Breakthrough Thinking Broadcasting page, though.
You're probably right. We've been saying
that a few weeks, but yeah.
You're correct.
It's
on
easier
that.
To find.
So, relationship talk will be fun, answer
yes.
a lot of questions.
And then you can submit your questions on our webcam
yeah,
feed.
Yeah, so type in any question you want, and we will be talking about that. Today.
And I'm also very excited. We've got someone straight from Italy. I believe they're calling in from Italy.
Oh.
Fabio Guaglione.
It's easy for you to say.
Yeah. Guaglione. Fabio Guaglione.
Uber in Italy anytime soon.
Yeah. Fabio.
Fabio Guaglione.
That's Fabius. Fabius.
He will be joining us from
Italy.
From Italy.
Because he wrote The Mine, the movie.
He wrote it and co-wrote and co-directed Mine, which is a movie that we're going to be talking about. It's one of those single-setting thrillers. It opened up yesterday.
Oh, where did it open?
It opened at Harkin Shea and Harkin Superstition Springs.
Did it really? You start to have
Springs.
A lisp
yes.
there.
All of a sudden, I do.
Yeah, you do.
Yes. And that's not the only movie we'll be talking about. We'll also be talking about Aftermath, which is a new movie starring Arnold.
Who?
Schwarzenegger.
Oh, Arnold, he's in that?
Yeah, he's in that. It's a dramatic role for him.
Okay.
And Tim Timmerman, Hope of America.
Yeah, what's that?
That's a new movie that opened up yesterday as well. And also The Void, which is a sci-fi horror 80s throwback. Yeah, so lots of movies to talk about. I am just so excited.
There's my niece watching, Lauren.
Your niece,
hey,
Lauren. Yes.
And she is. Wave to me.
Hi,
oh,
Lauren.
I can't see her.
No, you can't see her. It's not a two-way
situation. Oh, yeah, not two-way
situation
deal.
There.
All right.
But Trisha, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. Did you have a good week?
Yes, it's been a very busy one, and I wish I was in Vegas like Lauren and Kim.
Yeah. I'm not sure Lauren's there yet.
Oh, but I thought she arrived yesterday, last night.
Oh, maybe you're right.
Oh, by the way, Eric, your lovely fiance said that you don't answer her calls, so she has to.
She gets
in touch with me. So
she did not. Kathleen, you did not call me.
This is when you neglect your wife.
But why didn't you text
fiance.
Me then?
I'm
How come she
phone,
didn't
no
text
calls.
Me? Kathleen, why didn't you text me?
Because you
I made up the nickname, the lovely Kathleen.
Yeah, but I said the whole stunning line with taser and stuff.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
oh, she is in Vegas. You're right.
A little smoother.
She is in Vegas, and they're on they're going to hike in Las Vegas?
Smooth like butter.
I never heard of that before. Where do you hike in Las Vegas?
Mm.
Maybe she'll tell us. Maybe she'll comment. Where do you hike in Las Vegas? Because I guess
in the Red Rocks, probably.
I guess you could go to Henderson or the dam. What's it called?
What?
Oh, the Darn.
You could
go to
Be
the
careful.
Darn. No, the dam, right? Isn't there what do you call it?
Is
what
it the
dam?
Hoover?
The Hoover?
Hoover Dam, right?
Mm.
I guess you could hike around there unless you see that movie by Wayne Johnson. What was it called?
Dwayne Johnson.
Oh, I said Wayne, didn't
yeah,
I?
Yeah, that's
Dwayne.
Yeah.
What a Dwayne.
Oh, see, now you got a text probably from...
I did. It's from Kathleen.
Yeah.
It says, should I read it to her?
Meet you
should
at 8.
It says, hi, Dave. Don't tell Eric while we're live on the air that Eric is my favorite. Oh, she loves you, Eric.
Aww.
All right, I made that up, but I think she does. Okay.
Yes. And
she did say hi, Dave, though.
And of course, you love...
Wait, we have a relationship business idea.
Trisha, did you just
wait,
get that?
What did you just say that? Yeah, they could call in. At 10:40, we'll start taking relationship calls. So, Lauren, if you want to call in, what's the number? 602-252-1480?
Yes.
602-252-1480. We'll be glad to answer any relationship calls live on 1480 AM. KPHX.
And Dave, for the record, I did say, who do you love?
Who did I say?
You just, ignored the question.
Oh.
So.
Oh.
You got some making up to do there.
Patricia. Okay. I said it.
Yep, you sure did.
See? Okay.
All right. Well, we've got a lot of movies to talk about, so let's get right going here and talk about a few of the movies that opened up yesterday. They're on some of them are on video on demand as well as playing here locally. Let's talk first about The Void. That opened up at Harkins Arizona Mills.
I haven't been there for a while.
No, and The Void is an 80s throwback to those sci-fi movies, then the horror movies with all the practical special effects, kind of like the Fly and stuff like that. Yeah.
Saw The Fly. Did you the heck out of it?
Yeah.
Hey, it's 10/10 right now.
It is.
It's my birthday.
Yes.
On 10/10.
Yes.
And looks like there's a phone call for you.
I believe that Eric's on it.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. And it's one of those 80s throwbacks. And some guy finds, a police officer finds someone that's been injured somehow on the highway, and he's like crawling, and then he, you know, finds out that this guy really needs the hospital. So he brings him to the hospital. We'll take the call in just one second. I'm not very good about hearing things in my ear.
You're not multitasking, though.
I know. I wouldn't be very well on the ear. Well, I am.
Well,
on the
I'm sure. But haven't you heard sweet nothings whispered in your ear?
I have.
And what happens?
Whoa, I don't like that. Ooh. I don't. Please, no.
No?
No.
But has the soft wind blows
yes.
around your ear?
Only when they are whispered by little
senses.
Chipmunks, but that's the only time I ever like sweet nothings. Okay, so the void, they find this guy on the highway. They take him to a hospital, and all this weird stuff goes on in this hospital, and it's just one of those 80s throwbacks where there's practical special effects, blood, gore, guts, all that kind of weird stuff, monsters, science fiction aspects. I did not like it at all.
Oh, wow. And usually you like that stuff.
Usually I like that kind of stuff. I just think this was too much, like just thrown at the wall, not enough storyline. One star.
Oh,
one star for The Void.
Good.
I do not recommend seeing that.
So don't see it.
Yes.
That makes me feel better because, Joseph, yeah. I agree. It was painful.
It was?
It was painful to try to get through it.
I even showed like the trailer to some people, and they just were like, they weren't interested at all.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, and actually watching the movie, it was so much worse than I usually like that kind of stuff. So
yeah, you do.
Yeah,
the blood in the gut.
Well, and that's why I watched it, because I thought, okay,
you wanted
we
to have
never
an argument.
Ever watched the horror sci-fi things that mm-hmm. Joseph loves, so I will watch it. So I have some comments, and then it was like,
not
no.
good.
Yeah, not good. Not good.
Yeah.
So one star are you? Are
and
you also
my
saying?
Cousin Terry from Orange County is watching. Hello, Terry.
I would say probably yes.
Okay, good.
This is a dick thing. Fair. Now I see what you. I could see why Joseph loves Periscope.
Okay, now we're getting relationship questions and so before we get to that, we've got to talk about a few other movies though. Let's start with did you watch Tim Timmerman Hope of America?
I did not.
Okay.
I wanted to, but I wasn't able to. I'm so sorry.
It's okay. Well, Tim Timmerman, Hope of America, opened up at Harkins Superstition Springs yesterday. It's been slowly rolling out in other cities. Finally, it opened up here. I believe that one of the filmmakers or producers is actually from the Valley. They had a big event out there in Mesa yesterday. And it's a very safe movie. It's made by VidAngel. It's their debut release. VidAngel, of course, I believe they used to release movies that were they like re-edited movies so that they were safer and for all families and stuff like that. And so this is a very safe, feel-good movie. It's a high school comedy, kind of a throwback to like the 80s or 90s, but very there's nothing like you could take your kids to see this movie and there's nothing objectionable, but it's also not like silly. It's not super safe where it's cheesy. It is very funny. There are some very sweet lines, some very sweet moments, some very very funny moments. Basically, this guy, he's in high school. He's the student body president. He wants to get into Yale. He wants to he wants this award because his grades aren't very good. He has a low GPA. Can you get into Yale with a low GPA, Dave?
No, unless you're George Bush.
But their argument is that you. Their argument is you if you're a good leader, you should have a chance at Yale. And, you know, because I don't think the grades are everything. Do you think the grades are everything?
No, I do not. I think the way they're There's a lot more to life than just raw intelligence, and there's street smarts, there's communication skills. There's a lot of things that are not measured.
How you treat people, how you deal with people.
And I agree.
And that's, the movie kind of addresses that. The movie also addresses, you know, this kid's kind of like, he's off doing his thing, and he's all about himself. And then he starts thinking about others. There's a romantic element in it that is very, very sweet. The actress that plays the lead actress, she's just this
What's
terrific.
Her name?
I forget, but she's I believe she's deaf in the film. I don't know if she is in real life, but she's excellent as well. I'm giving it 3 stars.
Wow.
I'm giving it 3 stars. So Tim Timmerman, Hope of America, you could take your families to see. You could take your kids to see. If you're an adult, you're not going to be like, wow, this is kind of chilly. Cheesy.
Chilly?
Yes, chilly. It's really chilly in the theater.
Oh, we love chilly.
Yeah, we can cuddle.
Wow, you can.
But so I liked Tim Timmerman, Hope of America, and so, you know, check that one out. And also in theaters is Aftermath. That one is playing at Harkins Arizona Mills.
Mm.
It stars Arnold Schwarzenegger as a family man. He is on his way to pick up his wife and his daughter at the airport, and they bring him in the back, and they say, there's been an accident. There's been a tragic accident, and everyone on the plane has died. What happened is an air traffic controller. You didn't see this, right, Tricia?
No, I did not.
Yeah. It's also on video on demand, I believe, as well. But the air traffic controller left his headphones for a few minutes, and 2 planes collided.
Oh, jeez.
Mid-air.
Oh.
And everyone perished. And it's, you can imagine, you know, they say this is the worst news that anyone could possibly get.
Oh, man.
And it's just so sad. And of course, I'm not going to spoil too much about it.
Yeah.
But Arnold Schwarzenegger, he basically just wants someone to say they are sorry. So then he is grieving, and, you know, a year goes by, no one has said they're sorry. They offer him a bunch of money, and he wants to track down the guy that is responsible. Now, do you think that, you know, is the guy, like, really responsible? Is he responsible for this, Dave? If he walked away from his headphones,
yes.
Yeah? And should he say he's sorry?
Oh, I think he should do a lot more than that.
Yeah.
Am I right?
But the guy lost his family pretty much, and, you know,
that's
I don't
horrible.
Want to reveal too much about it, but I do want to say that the movie makes such an excellent point of you just have to say you're sorry.
Oh, and, really? That's
well,
what it's
no,
about? That's love story.
You not just you have to say you're sorry. You have to regret what you did, and it's about how you deal with people.
You know who's in this movie, Tricia? That's a different one. It said Maggie Grace.
She is in it. Maggie Grace is
no,
in it.
No, I know, but I was thinking of the other one. Who's the other
She's
one?
She's been on the show before.
Broken Memories. Who was that?
Yeah.
Who was that? I thought her name was Grace.
But this is an excellent movie. I'm giving it also 4 stars.
4 stars.
Very emotional.
One of his best?
I think this is so good.
I wanted to see it, but I didn't get it. It's not here where I am.
Oh.
Well, it's also on video on demand, I believe, as well. So, okay.
Since we didn't have a screener, I didn't even think to look on video on demand, or I would have, because that is one that I would have liked to have seen.
Yes, okay. I didn't know it was on video on demand until yesterday, but it's a new role for Arnold Schwarzenegger. There's not very much action in this movie. It's all just in his face, and I don't want to reveal what happens at the end, but boy.
I'm going
to
watch it.
You've got to say you're sorry.
And where is it tonight playing?
It's playing locally at Harkins Arizona Mills, or you can check it out on video on demand.
Okay.
I really like this movie, Dave. I think that you should check it out.
I think I will. And a hello to Shelley, who's now watching.
So let's actually take a break right now. And this is a song that's from the movie Mine, which we're reviewing and talking with one of the directors.
From Italy.
Yes, from Italy, after the break. This is the song that ends the movie.
You know, I like that song, by the way.
And this is played. One of the characters talks about this being played in the hospital.
Yes.
When something very important was happening to him.
Very, very nice.
You just got to keep moving on.
And that's a good key for anyone. This is 1480 AM KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. Breakthrough Entertainment. We'll be right back. You got to keep moving on. You got to keep moving on. And you'll be all right, all right.